The wife of the gunman who attacked a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, has pleaded not guilty to helping him commit the crime. The FBI arrested Noor Salman last week and charged her with aiding Omar Mateen by providing material support and obstructing the investigation. She'll appear in court next week to argue for her release pending trial. One question in the Orlando investigation has been how much she might have known about Mateen's plans. She was with him when he bought ammunition and texted with him during the attack. Her attorney says she didn't know of his plans. Meanwhile, the same question about what a wife might have known has surfaced in another terrorist attack. The new movie Patriot's Day, about the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, suggests that Catherine Russell, who was married to one of the bombers, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, may have suspected that her husband and brother-in-law were making bombs and then refused to cooperate with the FBI during an interrogation. Russell's attorney found the film's depiction of his client inaccurate and unfair. Bruce Gellerman from Here and Now contributor WBUR has our report.
After the Boston Marathon bombings, Catherine Russell moved to New Jersey.
Catherine is right now, she's being a mom and she's working and she's trying to get on with her life.
Attorney Amato DeLuca has represented Catherine Russell in the 3.5 years since her husband was identified as one of the Marathon terrorists, but she's never testified in court or spoken publicly about the bombings.
I can assure you that Catherine Russell was a patriot and put her country before herself and did everything that she could do in order to make sure the government had the information it needed in order to protect the lives of Americans.
DeLuca says Russell willingly talked with anti-terror investigators 8 to 10 times. He says she was cooperative and the meetings cordial. And he's critical of the way she's depicted in Patriot's Day. He told the Associated Press, which was first to report the story, that the film was unfair and not true.
So I don't know where the makers of this movie get their information from. It's at odds with what happened.
But in several scenes, the movie repeatedly casts suspicion on Catherine Russell. As runners prepare for the start of the marathon, the film turns ominous. We see her in the Tsarnaev Cambridge apartment caring for their infant daughter.
You want to go get your drink? You thirsty?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
Russell walks by the bathroom. As her husband, Tamerlan, cuts off his beard. Then she glances at her brother-in-law, Jahar, who's watching an Arab language video of a bomb being assembled. Russell is within earshot as Tamerlan confronts Jahar.
You're my brother. You understand that?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
4 days after the marathon bombings, and just hours after Catherine Russell learned her husband died in the Watertown shootout, the movie shows her defiant as she's interrogated by a federal agent from a special but unnamed agency.
Yes, my husband kissed me before he left, and he will kiss me again when I see him in heaven. And you can't prove anything. Masha'Allah.
In the film, the head of the Boston FBI tries to learn what the interrogator found out from grilling Catherine Russell.
Excuse me, what do you think?
I think she knew, but you're never going to prove it. If there are more bombs out there, she'll never tell us. Good luck, huh?
I feel there's nothing inaccurate about that aspect of the movie.
Richard DeLauriers was the special agent in charge of the Boston FBI at the time of the marathon investigation.
This movie was not meant to be a documentary, Bruce. I think you have to grant Hollywood a little bit of artistic license in the making of a movie that is not necessarily meant to be an exact replication of every detail of an investigation, shall we say.
Catherine Russell's attorney says before that first interrogation, her mother-in-law and sisters-in-law told her not to say anything before she got legal advice. In the film, she asks her interrogator for a lawyer, but is told she isn't getting one. We repeatedly tried to contact the makers of the movie to ask questions about how they depicted Catherine Russell in the film, but got no response. But in an interview with the New York Times, the film's director Peter Berg stood by his depiction of Russell, stating, quote, "It's just very hard to understand how a woman living in that small house could not know what was happening." Former FBI Special Agent Richard DeLauriers agrees with Berg on the overall takeaway from the movie, that Russell knew in advance about the plot to bomb the Marathon.
I'm not saying that she did know. I'm not saying that at all. I had no information that she did or didn't know. But I think one of the conclusions you could reasonably draw is that since she lived in that residence, she might have had some foreknowledge.
At the end of Patriot's Day appears a written epilogue. Quote, law enforcement continues to seek information regarding Catherine Russell's possible involvement in the Marathon bombings. We called the Boston FBI to learn if this is true. The Bureau declined to comment. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellerman.